Yeah, Mike speaking.
Hey, Mike, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
Good. Hey, just we were in contact, you know, 6 months ago. Just want to follow up, you know, and see if you had any needs for working capital.
No. Actually, we're doing pretty good at the moment. We're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this election, what's going on with the economy.
Right. I hear you. A lot of people are doing that. You know, what do you think it's looking like over there for you guys? Think if you think it, you know, Trump or Hillary?
I'm hopeful that it's Trump, but
I know. It looks like
I'm really terrified if it's Hillary.
Me too.
And I don't have an issue with her husband. You know, it's, you know, yeah. I think we'd all like to jam cigars if we could, but you know, just yeah. So we'll see what's going to happen.
Right.
There's too many people with their hands out. So.
No, I hear you, and that's, you know.
Now, what are you primarily hearing?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like. You know, hopefully it's going that way. But as far as like businesses, a lot of people are, you know, kind of sitting tight, waiting to see what happens. You know, before they start doing anything.
I'll be honest with you. We've actually had a fantastic year.
Oh, really?
Actually, just the other day, we actually surpassed what we did for all of 2015.
No kidding. What do you attribute to the growth, or like the
me being awesome?
You being awesome. Did you pick up some new accounts over there, or what? You just hustling?
We've just been hustling some of our existing accounts, and we picked up a couple new ones.
Great.
So yeah. So what's next year going to hold? I have no idea.
Right. Right. Well, hopefully, you know, you're going up and, you know, above than this year, and keep climbing.
Well, this year we're going to continue kicking butt. So we're going to really kick ass this year. The issue is what's going to happen next year. So is everything going to fall on its face like 2008,
2009? I hope not. You know.
Well, yeah, me too. Because we survived, but it was painful. So
Years
to dig out. So I'm sure you've heard this before.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and
I don't know. So that's we're kind of in a holding pattern at the moment.
Okay, you know, makes sense. And yeah, like I said, I mean, we do working capital, and we're able to free up 10-15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash.
I think you emailed me some stuff, so I've got a folder that's got a bunch of stuff. So when we're ready to pull the trigger, I'm gonna go through that and see who's got what.
Right, and we also do equipment financing as well. So if you had any other equipment needs, you know, we can also do that as well. So, yeah, if you
what's your current rate for somebody that's got awesome credit?
Yeah, I see, you know, rates for equipment or capital.
Yeah, equipment. So could call it $150,000. Someone's got an 800 credit score.
Right, right. Yeah, to give you know, exact rates, obviously you need an application, but generally they range.
Give me your, what's the best deal you have going right now? What interest rate?
Yeah, 5-year term, 2 to 5 years, and we also, the rates are generally, you know, in the low mid-single digits, you know, on up, like around, I'd say around 4. I mean, we're very competitive, but if you did have, you know, any other offers, we have a beater match policy, and being, you know, privately held, we have multiple avenues that we can take, you know, to get the best deal possible. So, yeah, I mean, did you have any, you know, piece of equipment coming up in mind?
No, I'm actually just trying to, like I said, we're in a holding pattern. There's a couple things I'd like, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Current
rate that I'm hearing is 3.75.
Yeah, 3.75, right around there. Yeah, 4. I usually, you know, a lot of times customers, you talk about that, and then they get an expectations, you know. It's funny, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I have perfect credit, but I also take into account, you know, the piece that you're looking to get, if it's new or used. You know, and other factors
new.
Like that. It'd be brand new. Okay. Yeah. Anyways,
you get the better rate with that.
Right, exactly. Because it is, you know, a secured loan. And so I'm guessing what is like a CMC machine or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we do, you know, those all the time. And with those, when you usually, you shop around, or you have a vendor you normally work with?
No, I'm a shopper.
Right, you might as well get the best.
I'm that guy.
You're that guy. No, it's better to be that guy. You know, get the best deal possible. Okay, and I mean, to give you a bad example, what were sales like last year for you?
For us, just $500,000.
$500,000. Okay. No, that's great. So you're planning on going up and above, you know, this year?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. And so with this expansion, are you going to, you know, I know these CNCs, you know, take up quite a bit of space. Are you going to add on or are you just replacing?
We're adding. Then I'm also looking for a building. There's just no deals at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you located? Where are you at?
Yeah, we're located at San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
I don't know how pricey it is there. I know everything in Southern California is, like, crazy expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, like, certain spots. It's crazy. How is it over there in Florida?
As far as prices?
Yeah, for housing. I'm sure it's...
Housing's actually not bad. You can get a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage with, like, a quarter acre for $250,000.
Oh, that's something not bad.
In San Diego, what's that? Almost $1 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah, starting 500. You know, it's
okay.
To live next to someone. You know, like
A friend of ours, her son moved out there, and he's renting a tiny little apartment, and I think he's paying $1,800 a month for this apartment.
Right, it's outrageous. I tell you,
it's like what?
I know.
It's a one bedroom apartment. It's like holy crap.
Yeah, it's one bedroom and, you know, small, crammed, and yeah, for that price. And you're, I mean, the obviously benefits, you know, you're out by the ocean, but also...
You're in San Diego, yeah.
Exactly.
I've got the Atlantic Ocean, which is actually warm where I'm at. I'm in South Florida. I'm 10 minutes from the beach.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah, I'm actually out in Carlsbad, so it's like North County. It's really nice out there. We're the same thing, like 10 minutes from the beach. I love it. I know. I don't want to. I also like the East Coast though as well. So,
you ride dirt bikes at all?
Oh yeah, off-road? Yeah. I got a CRF 250. It was an X.
I know the bike exactly.
Yeah.
I've got a KTM 250 two-stroke XCW.
Oh, no kidding. There's a lot of dunes out there in Florida, or are there more?
No, there's no dunes. I drive an hour and 15 minutes one way to ride in this, it's a cattle ranch. There's cow turds in the field, which that's not fun. And there's like these palmetto palms that we call them hammocks. And you go into these things and it's the terrain is different. It's shady and kind of loamy and it's fun through it's tight woods basically.
Right, right. So it's really like, tight woods. Yeah, they're fun to ride through, but you know, you gotta... watch what you're doing. Like out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we usually go to like Arctio Wells and stuff like that.
I've only seen videos of it. It's like, oh man, I'd love to be out there.
Yeah, you just go for wherever you want to go. It's just open range, you know. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Have you been to Colorado?
Have I rode out there?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Have you?
I've been to, the Continental Divide. I've ridden that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I want to go to Moab. I haven't been there yet. North Carolina, there's a place, Brushy Mountain, and it's like 2,000 acres, but it's like first and second gear, mostly first gear, slipping the clutch. I mean,
yeah.
It's like ridiculous. It's like, I'm not going to make it up this thing. There's one section I'm going up, my ears actually popped. Honest to God.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm like, this is absurd. I don't have a recluse, so it's like I'm kind of against them, actually. But
right.
Just flipping the clutch just enough just to keep it off the pipe so you just maintain traction.
Exactly. Like, you're not fishtailing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got all your information, so when it comes time, I'll definitely give you a call, man.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. Feel free to reach out. I think, I actually don't have an email for you on here.
I thought you did email me.
I thought I did.
sales@revolutionpm.com.
Sales, yeah, for some reason it didn't save on here.
Yeah, just make sure on the heading you put CRF 250X or something like that. And
okay. All right, I'll put that in the header.
It's probably going to go to my junk mail filter, so if I see that, I'm like, yep, you're good, dude.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, I'll send over, and that was at sales@revolution.com?
Revolutionpm.com.
PM.com, okay.
Prototype machine.
Okay, all right, now I'll put that in the header, so you know it's me.
All right,
man.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, take care, Mike.